Email todaysor@rte.ie.
Now, today, as you may know, is called Black Friday, an imported term. Over the past number of years, American retailers started to open their shops early and offer big discounts to lure in customers at the beginning of the Christmas shopping season, the Friday after the Thursday, of course, of Thanksgiving. And now Black Friday has made its way to these shores. Who better to ask about that than Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times. Morning, Conor.
Good morning to you, Sean.
Now, to what extent has this Black Friday frenzy reached these shores, or arrived over these shores?
Well, it saddens me greatly, Sean, that we're actually talking about it on the radio. I can't lie, because it is an entirely bogus construct, and it is designed to get people to spend money, probably on stuff that they don't want, and certainly stuff that they don't need. As you say, it originated in the UK, in the US, but over the last 3 or 4 years, it has crept across the Atlantic, and it is now a big thing in Ireland. Everybody from Boots, The Body Shop, Argos, they've all latched onto the Smith's Toys is another one. They've all latched onto the Black Friday concept, and they're promising people substantial discounts on this day. And in the UK, it has actually become much, much worse. And I was just reading some news reports from the UK this morning. There are shoppers fighting in the UK over televisions. There's people getting injured in mad stampedes because shops over there opened at midnight or just 1 minute after midnight. And there has been this absolute frenzied consumerism over the last 12 or 14 hours in the UK. But it started in the US, and it's only about 40 or 50 years old, actually. It started in 1961 in Philadelphia. There's a reason for it to exist in America, because the Christmas rush doesn't begin until the Friday after Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving, of course, was yesterday. So an awful lot of big US retailers start their Christmas sales period today. So that's why it exists in the United States. It has no business or place existing in the Republic of Ireland, because we don't have Thanksgiving.
Yes, but at the same time, there was a previous tradition which may have died away largely, that the Christmas shopping, the country people came to Dublin on the 8th of December, a holy day. I'm not sure if it still is, but that would obviously be just over 10 days away from now. And this is a way maybe of the Irish retailers spreading out the Christmas season. You know the way, if you like, December has become the new January for the Christmas, for the January sales.
Yeah.
And now November is the new December for the Christmas shopping.
But like Brown Thomas opened its Christmas shop in August. And as soon as the Halloween tat came off the shelves in the big retailers, it was replaced by Christmas tat. So I don't think they need any encouragement or help to extend out the season. They're doing just fine on their own. And I liked the tradition, and I'm from the country, I'm from Galway like yourself, and I like the tradition of December the 8th. And if I was God, I would make a rule which imposed restrictions on retailers as to when they could start advertising Christmas. And I think it would be December the 8th, because that's a good time to have Christmas. But in terms of what's happening in America, I mean, it's a staggering amount of people spending an astonishing amount of money on Black Friday. Last year, 141 million US consumers shopped during Black Friday. They spent $57 billion on that day alone. Now, that is a huge amount of cash. And as I say, it has a reason to exist in the US, although it must be incredibly depressing if you work in Walmart or if you work in one of the big US retailers and you have to end your Thanksgiving celebrations early because the shop insists that they open at midnight or 1 minute past midnight. And that's what it's become. And the Americans don't have the luxury of the long extended Christmas break that we are given for the most part.
It's the same with Sunday shopping here. It didn't really exist until maybe, 10, 15 years ago.
Absolutely.
To any extent. But tell me this much, Conor. Why do we love a bargain? Is there something that happens inside our brains when, you know, that sign saying, you know, sort of save 70% or whatever it would be pops up?
I think there's a madness that takes hold. And there's the madness of the crowds first. And that you see that in the big winter sales when you have people queuing up outside Arnott's or Brown Thomas for hours and hours on St. Stephen's Day just to get a bargain. But I think there's a kind of an instinct that we love beating the system. And everybody likes beating the system. And if you can get something that's a 70% discount, you think you're beating the system. But the reality is that the thing that's discounted by 70% might be something that you never wear or will absolutely never use. So it doesn't matter if a leopard print suit that you might buy, it doesn't matter if it costs 100 euros, 1,000 euros or 1 euro, it's still a waste of money if you're never going to buy it.
Well, the other way I was looking at it, you see, is, you know, look at all the money I saved. I saved 300 quid because it only cost me 125.
Exactly. And but you need to twist that and say, but it did cost you 125. And if you hadn't gone into that shop on that day, you'd still have the 125 quid in your pocket and you might be able to spend that on something you actually want. want as to something that you felt pressurised to buy because it's a bargain.
You did a stint recently, didn't you, Conor, in, was it Arnott's?
I spent 2 days working in Arnott's, and I have to tell you, it was incredibly difficult. I have such respect for the sales assistants in this country, because A, you're on your feet for 8 or 9 hours, and no shop allows their staff to sit down, which displeased me greatly. But, you know, and you'd have to deal with an awful lot of really rude customers. And this is the thing that struck me about it. And when you're in that mode, when you're working in a big retailer, you can't be rude back. But the amount of people who brush off sales assistants and who are very rude, I just found it amazing. And it did make me resolve never to be that person again. Although I also learned some things about retailing. And I found that one of the interesting things, men and women shop very differently. Men will go, and I could see so many echoes of this in my own experience in shopping. Men will go out of their way to avoid having a conversation with a shop assistant. So if you're designing a men's retail space, you have to make sure that all the sizes are out, all of the clothes are easy to find, and everything is at eye level. Because we as a gender are so lazy that we're not even going to look up and down to see if we can find the shirt that fits us. Women are much more inclined to engage in conversation with shop assistants and to spend much more time looking for products and looking for sizes, whereas men are much more regimented about it. In, out, and there we, and off we go.
Conor, thanks for that. Conor Pope there, consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.